Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Accused hate criminal and murderer John Allen DiTullio is a walking billboard for the neo-Nazi movement. A large 6-inch swastika under his right ear, barbed wire inked down the right side of his face, and an extreme and very personal vulgarity scrawled on one side of his neck. Jurors will never see any of it. A judge had the state of Florida pay a cosmetologist up to $150 a day during DiTullio's current trial on murder and attempted murder charges and apply makeup to cover up the black ink. Judge Michael Andrews, acting on a request by DiTullio's lawyer, ruled that the tattoos are potentially offensive and could influence a jury's opinion in the state's death penalty case against the 23-year-old accused of donning a gas mask, breaking into a neighbor's home, and stabbing two people, killing one of them. Since his arrest in the March 26, 2006 crime in a suburban county just north of Tampa, Florida, the self-described neo-Nazi has added tattoos to his body that are prominently displayed and not easily concealed. DiTullio doesn't have the money to pay to have the tattoos covered up, according to public defender Bjorn Brunvand, who was worried that a jury might be biased against his client on the basis of the tattoos alone. Any tattoos that DiTullio had before his arrest will not be covered, such as the small cross under his right eye. Last week, he wore a neatly pressed blue shirt and gray slacks, yet several tattoos on his hands and wrists were still visible. The trial began last Tuesday with opening statements. Proceedings are expected to continue throughout this week. Prosecutors allege that DiTullio broke into his neighbor's home and stabbed two people, injuring 44-year-old Patricia Wells, the home's owner, and killing Christopher King, a 17-year-old visitor and friend of Wells' son. Wells lived next door to a mobile home that was commonly known as the Nazi compound, which had large swastika flags flying on the property. DiTullio was arrested at the mobile home after a SWAT standoff. Authorities identified the stabbings as a hate crime, and Wells agreed, previously telling local media that she believed DiTullio attacked her because she had a black friend and because her own son was gay and DiTullio may have mistaken King for her son. Brunvand claimed that his client is innocent and planned to tell the jury that someone else inside the neo-Nazi compound could have committed the crime. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.